Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
On Thursdays, though, Keith, we do like to go on the clock.
Yes.
60 seconds or less, but usually right around exactly 60 seconds. Yeah. I shouldn't say or less.
No, 60 seconds. So we're 1 minute.
One whole minute.
One U.S. minute.
Summer sports viewing is what we're going to do, because Tommy Curran said earlier this week, well, it's all about the Pats now. The Celtics are out.
Nothing.
There's no live sports.
There's no live sports.
It's like, dead. It's dead until the Patriots come back.
Pats' first preseason game. I'm like, wait, what? It's May. There's plenty of stuff going on still.
So we thought about it, and we certainly feel like there's plenty going on.
I think so, too.
And so we decided to stand up to Tommy Curran with this here today. You want me to go on the clock
first?
This
is versus Curran.
This is versus Tom E.
Yeah, if you want to go first, go ahead.
All right, throw me on the clock there, Nick. Summer sports viewing in just 60 seconds. The Garrett Crochet starts. As long as the manager doesn't ruin him like last night, it's fun to have an actual ace back on the Boston Red Sox. You got the drama at first base. Who's going to wind up playing there? Is Devers going to blow up again on the Red Sox? We'll follow that. The timeline of when the prospects are coming up. Anthony, Meyer, eventually the Red Sox got to call these guys up, right? Right? You got the MLB All-Star Game. Duran was the MVP last year. How many Red Sox go to the All-Star Game? I also like the Home Run Derby. Chicks dig the long ball. So do I. We have the Celtics offseason. We know some players are going to be leaving. Who are they, and when does it happen? NBA Finals, who wins it all? Is there a new face of the league? Plus, in the NHL, you got the Stanley Cup Final. Marchand, can he take home a second cup? Will McDavid get a first? Bruins offseason. We know we're stuck with Sweeney. But now, what are they going to do? And two of my favorites, Keith, Wimbledon, the grass, the all-white wardrobe, strawberries and cream, it's perfection. Hot dog eating contest, glizzies, reversals, perfection is what that is. So a big summer viewing sports schedule.
You're
this
not
year.
Kidding.
No.
All right, here we go, Nick. Put me on the clock. All right, here we go. This is how we get to football season from now. You do have the Red Sox. They're 2.5 games out of a wild card spot right now. They are struggling, but you got Garrett Crochet every fifth day as long as Alex Cora allows it to happen. NBA playoffs. We just got an instant classic last night between the Knicks and the Pacers. That could be a 7-game series. You got Oklahoma City and Minnesota on the other side with the league MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. So we got another month of basketball and what could be some really exciting games. Even in hockey, Brad Marchand. You can choose to either root for him or against him, but he's trying to win another Stanley Cup. Connor McDavid, one of the greatest hockey players of all time, he's also in action. NBA draft is in June. There could be some big trades. Maybe Cooper Flagg gets traded because Nico Harrison is so dumb. How about this? WWE, between now and football season, Money in the Bank, Night of Champions, Saturday night's main event, and a two-night SummerSlam.
Wow.
Baseball All-Star Game, Home Run Derby, and I'm going to cheat a little bit. This summer, you also have Mission Impossible, Friendship, Jurassic World, Superman, Fantastic Four, 28 years later, John Wick, Predator, F1, and I Know What You Did Last Summer.
I went over. Didn't hear those last 5 or 6
yeah,
ones.
I went over.
Those went off.
My goodness.
I went over. Did you shut my mic off?
Cheating a little bit.
You forgot about weapons.
Adding movies.
And weapons.
Adding movies in like 10 seconds over. My goodness.
Well, stuff to watch. I was like, I got to include these a little bit.
Well, that's true.
There's a ton of stuff between now and football
season. Respect
the clock. My bad.
I didn't. I left the NBA draft
Courtney out. Courtney would have said I was stealing seconds there.
You're stealing seconds away. Yeah. I left the NBA draft out. I did not get to any of the wrestling events coming up.
Dude, there's a two-night SummerSlam? They've never had a two-night SummerSlam.
Real Money oversight.
Money in the Bank is its own standalone pay-per-view now?
Hell yeah, Nick.
Real oversight on my part.
Money in the Bank, June 7th.
I don't know where this went, Keith, a while ago.
Oh, the greatest text ever. The one, the wrestling one?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, so we were talking about Jason Tatum and how he's in a weird spot where you and I don't view him as these last 4 years a true MVP candidate.
No.
And yet he's an automatic first-team All-NBA guy. So it's like, how can he be top five but not really an MVP candidate? I don't know. That's what Jason Tatum is. So we had a texter say he's like the Undertaker. He's like, so early 90s, in like midnight, you had like Hulk Hogan, Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart. Then Undertaker was always there, but those three guys were sort of like the focus of it. Then it moved to Stone Cold and The Rock, Triple H. You still had Undertaker, which was great, but not those guys. Then you had like John Cena, Randy Orton, still had the Undertaker, but he was, you would never say he was the MVP of wrestling.
But he was always
like a top five guy.
He was a first team all wrestling.
A first team all wrestling.
But not the MVP.
Yeah.
Got it.
I'm like, man, that is perfect.
What do you think of that analogy, Billy? That was a strong analogy from the text line.
I can dig it.
Yeah, Jason absolutely. Tatum is the Undertaker.
It makes a ton of sense because if you were doing like your Mount Rushmore of wrestling, you probably wouldn't have him in there. But you're like, well, why not?
He bridged that gap, like you said, between the new generation and the Attitude Era.
He was like always the fourth best guy, which is nothing to sneeze at. No, probably not.
But always right there in the mix.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then lost to Lesnar at Mania and it was the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Strong analogy there.
Yeah.
And a strong summer viewing schedule, I think.
I think it's not bad. I'll tell you what. I'll enjoy my my summer viewing until we get to football season.
Okay, so that's On the Clock. We do it every Thursday, high noon-ish, here on Jones and Keefe. You can check those out on social media, at Jones and Keefe.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.